Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
And Ciara King's
in the
house.
Hello. I'm sorry, I'm late today.
Oh, don't worry, you're only in the door, but you're sorry, you're on time, really. We're here to ready on time.
Just rushing around and it was raining and all the rest.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go first.
Would you like a finger?
Excuse me?
A toffee finger from Quality Street. Would you be a fan of a finger around Christmas time?
A toffee finger by Quality Street.
A festive chocolate,
I wouldn't say no to.
Would you? You'd say yes, please? Would it be your favourite?
No. Oh, sorry, yes. Do you want me to say yes?
No, not at all. I'm asking your genuine opinion. You've only just walked in the door, and I'm like, we're in the middle of chatting
about... We've landed that on you now, in fairness.
Quality Street.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Colin's over there. Oh, it's... By the way, we didn't mean to do your... Basically, JP was up on his soapbox. He was in a South Dublin pub last night, and the barman went around the pub with a couple of tins of roses, okay?
Sound.
Pure sound.
Yeah.
But then the other punters were taking fistfuls of the sweets.
Well, I mean, people ruin everything for everyone, don't they?
Isn't it awful?
Yeah.
Isn't it awful? Colin's there, 0874-100-100. So then off the back of that then, people were saying what their favourite sweets were. And I'm pitching the roses people, now that roses are Quality Street,
mm-hmm.
instead of a finger, a toffee finger, we should have toffee thumbs. Imagine all the toffee you get out of that then. You get like...
That'll be a lot of toffee.
A big chunky chew. I think there's something in it. What would you prefer?
Sorry.
A thumb. Or a finger.
Whatever gets the most caramel, I guess, or toffee or whatever.
Which one would give you the most pleasure though?
Okay, look.
What about a toffee toe?
Pick a digit. Colin's there, Colin.
How are you, lads? Colin from Donabate here. Listen, I know you're talking about the finger of fudge and everything like that in a container of roses.
Yeah.
But, lads, nothing beats the purple sweet, the hazelnut in caramel. Nothing beats the purple.
Okay, I thought we were going to get into dangerous territory there, Colin.
Love the show, lads.
Hey,
bye.
Hey, cheers, buddy. Niall joins us.
Ray, when I was growing up, my dad worked for Rowntree McIntosh.
Oh my God, my granny worked for Rowntree McIntosh. My granny for a time lived in England and she worked in the Rowntree factory. She always told me the story that they were allowed to eat as much sweets as they liked on site. But because you're allowed, you do it for a bit for the novelty and then you just go off it. Then you're with the rest.
That's it. If something is readily available to you, it becomes less exciting, doesn't it?
It's why I don't listen to Today FM when I'm not in the building.
That's it. It's too much.
Yeah, too much of a good thing.
You can have as much Today FM as you like for free, but eventually you're like, ugh, it's just too much for me.
Makers of Quality Street,
yeah.
Toffo, mm-hmm. and all those other lovely ones.
Yeah.
So he used to come home in the wintertime and they'd be doing the Toffo run. And he'd...
The Toffo run? So like, are Toffos still going? Toffo, a mint Toffos? Do you remember Toffos?
I do remember. They came in a little tube. Like a cylinder of... Were they individually wrapped?
They were individually wrapped in paper, in white paper. And oh my God, look out.
Warning, warning, Jemember. This is a Jemember warning. Jemember, remembering stuff on the radio.
Toffos.
Yeah, no, I don't remember them, but I'm way younger than you guys, so...
That's true, yeah.
Maybe it was before my time.
Mint Toffos were sensational.
He'd bring a square of toffee, and he'd break it with a little hammer that he had.
Yeah, slab toffee. You can still get that. The big, the chunks of toffee, like a toffee bar that would come with a hammer, you can still buy those.
Oh, they're beside the fire.
They're beautiful.
Murder on your jaws.
Oh, my God, they're gorgeous.
Beside the fire. And we'd all just sit there in absolute silence for the night.
Dude, are you chowing toffee now while you're on to us here? You could have finished your toffee before your toffo, before you send us a voice note, Niall.
And now I've no teeth. Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, man. Maybe we just do dentures then. And Linda has, Lee has a traumatic...
I'm an accountant and banker.
Go on.
No judgment.
Right.
And they're the tightest people I've ever come across. They're just disgusting.
Your own people are the tightest people.
He's doing the judging.
We were suggesting that it might have been bankers. South Dublin, at a certain time of the evening, it might have been, you know, these business types going out and grabbing fistfuls. This is how they have it.
This is always it, isn't it?
Last year, I bought a load of Christmas decorations for the floor because there was no Christmas decorations there. Put them up and...
How's your own pocket? Did you keep the receipts? Did you get the expenses back?
You know, just to make the place look festive.
Yeah.
And then I got a prize of a selection box from the wider organisation, and I just left it out.
Yeah.
And they all ate it on me. I didn't have one piece of the selection box.
Oh my God.
Ate that.
That is a dreadful story. A selection box, though. You left out a selection box.
No, she was given a selection box.
No, hang on, Lee, you're going to have to clear this up for us. Was the selection box like sealed and closed and just left on your desk, or did you open it up and leave it as a tray?
I feel like she opened it up and then left it there, and then everyone came and just took whatever was in it.
But sure, there's damn all in the selection box these days. You only get five or six things in the selection box. All it takes is a few colleagues to go, yeah.
Are you victim shaming? I mean, Lee is upset. That's all that counts.
She's been brave enough to share her story.
She was working her ass off all year.
Exactly.
And all she got was a selection box.
Well, it wasn't all year.
And then
year.
To add insult to injury, she opens up the selection box and then
wasn't all year.
It's taken.
She did one evening of putting up
colleagues.
A few skittery tinsels and baubles, and she gets a selection
Could
box.
Could you be an apologist for big finance?
She's down there in the IFSC pulling in big money. Big money,
Crazy
Lee.
Crazy money. Mad money.
Lee, you're on mad money down there. You're splashing the cash, buying baubles for the floor. You're well able to take that to take the hit on that cost. And a few bars of chocolate.
We all remember the crash, Lee.
You're all saying, we know who to blame. Burn the bondholders, Lee. That's what I say.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, one and all, from your friends here on 100 to 102 Today FM. Well, we have a look at something worth looking at on the telly this...
Let's do it.
Give me a second. Do you mind waiting?
Gotta give you your big intro.
Oh, no, you're grand. That was enough of an intro.
Kira. Don't now. We've already had it with me. The absolute banker. Kira King. She's Kira King. We love Kira King, baby.
Thank you.
Kira King is here, everyone. What are we looking at today?
Well, Ray, I have to say to you that I take back what I was saying about Star Wars in our group chat. I mean, before Star Wars, people come to absolutely and utterly hate me. Skeleton Crew, which is new on Disney Plus, is two episodes up. It's not the worst.
Really?
Okay.
I was expecting it to be dreadful.
It's not the worst. I mean, it's clearly aimed at children, obviously, by the way. And I don't think I'll be watching it after the second episode, even though Jude Law does appear at the very final scenes of the second episode. So I might, just for a little bit of Jude Law, might watch the third episode.
You have to watch 2 hours of this before the star arrives.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, these Star Wars shows have been so hit and miss. And I am with you, genuinely. But I will give them all a go, particularly following Andor, which was spectacular. Mm-hmm. Spectacular.
Well, The Mandalorian was the only one for me that worked.
That was fine.
Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett then was a bit ropey. Ahsoka was only okay. The Han Solo one was okay. Not Han Solo, the other book. Ben Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi? That was okay. The Ahsoka was okay. What was the last one?
The Acolyte.
Mm. Oh, no,
that
was dreadful.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. Okay, Acolyte. I'm just getting confused.
Andor's the best.
Andor's
the best.
That was
you got to try them all. You see, so they're making so many of these TV shows, and this is the latest. It's called Skeleton Crew. Have a listen.
I found something buried in the woods.
What do you think it is?
Don't touch anything. What did you do?
We're lost. Really lost.
Together, we just need some directions home.
Help! Over here, quick. I'll get you home. We'll make a partnership.
But we have to move fast!
Okay, so think The Goonies and think Stranger Things.
I was just going to say Stranger Things.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're really trying to kind of capitalize, you know, on the popularity of Stranger Things. And the kids are young, and this is four kids. They're called, and they live on a planet called At-Aten. And they're called Wim, Neil, Fern, and KB. And they find this old spacecraft that has been hidden in the mountains. And the four kids go onto the spacecraft and accidentally end up turning it on. And they end up light years away from their home planet. And the whole premise of the first two episodes shows which I've watched is them trying to get back. And just at the end of the second episode, Jude Law appears and it looks like he's going to help them get back to their home planet.
The thing I always say about Jude Law, both in whatever he's acting in and in real life, can we trust him though?
I don't know, is he the good guy or is he the bad guy? But I will tell you there's an Irish connection in this. Kelly Condon is in this.
Oh, cool.
She plays the mother of the character of Fern. So that was pretty cool to see her because I haven't seen her since The Banshees.
Yeah.
Worth
noting as well, if you're just jumping in, it's a Star Wars. So it's all happening in the Star Wars universe.
Sorry, world. Yeah.
You're saying it's okay.
You're much too young. Obviously, you're like a much younger generation than Ray or I, a young woman in the fullness of youth and whatnot. So you won't remember. Is this not the plot of Flight of the Navigator?
I was thinking the same thing.
Kid finds a spaceship.
Yeah, ends up going across to the other side of the universe or the galaxy, needs to make their own way home.
Okay, well, that's basically what the first two episodes of The Skeleton Crew were like. So.
Is that not E.T. as well? Only the other way around?
I mean, it's borrowing from a lot of stuff, and I'm sure a lot of it looks a wee bit Spielbergian, does it? There's like lens flare and all that jazz. Some nostalgia.
I mean,
I like that.
Something to watch over the Christmas. So it's starting now. That's two episodes.
Well, like if you've got kids.
I do have kids.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's
but that's not why I watch Star Wars.
I know. And I was watching it and I was like, would I watch a third episode of this? And I was like, well, Jude Law would keep me watching because then it would be okay for me to watch this, you know?
So they know what they're at. Yeah, at least for me, I'm not necessarily watching. My eldest is into Star Wars. My youngest is like, because the eldest is into it, he's like, no, Star Wars not for me. But we do watch quite a bit of Star Wars and we give everything a go. But we didn't stick with the Acolyte because it was rubbish.
Okay.
The best one was the animated. I don't know. Anyway, that's Star Wars.
Skeleton Crew, yes.
And it's on Disney Plus now.
It is indeed.
Check
first
it out.
It's
beautiful. Afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over there.
Hiya.
Kira King's in the studio.
Hello.
As well. And the Star Wars fans have been in touch saying it's not as good as... Well, this is the thing. Everyone's got their favourites. It's no more than their favourite Star Wars original episode movie. People have their different favourite TV shows now as well because Disney are going nuts with the TV shows. Mine, Andor. If you haven't watched it, you're stuck for something to watch and you don't need to know a whole lot about Star Wars.
Star Wars world.
Oh, it's just so good.
I'll tell you what everybody is going to be binge watching, I think, this weekend, and that's Black Doves on Netflix.
Black Doves.
Mm-hmm. It's a new one starring Keira Knightley, Ben Whishaw and Sarah Lancashire. It's just a brilliant cast.
Have a listen. This is Black Doves on Netflix.
She's been feeding us government secrets for 10 years now. I don't need to tell you how lucrative that's been for us. This morning a man was killed on the South Bank. Was I the reason he was murdered? Was I the target? You might have compromised yourself. And now it's time to go to war.
Will you promise me that you will keep my family safe? And you will keep me alive? So that I can find out who killed him and why. And I can take my revenge.
Oh. Lady Bond.
Oh, it is so good. It's a real twisty, turny whodunit with an absolutely incredible cast. You've got Keira Knightley, and it's so nice to see her. I didn't realise that I missed Keira Knightley until I saw her.
This is something else, though, as well for her. It's like we haven't seen her like this.
No, because we've always kind of seen her as the Hollywood actress and the huge, big performances. Mm. And this is a really good performance. But she plays Helen, who's the wife of this UK Prime Minister, UK Minister of Defence, and she has been stealing secrets from him and sending them to a woman called Reed, and Reed sells the secrets for, you know, the highest bidder or whatever. But Chinese ambassador ends up dead, along with three different characters that are connected to Keira Knightley's character, and it all kind of unfolds around Christmas time, right up until Christmas Eve, and then obviously Christmas Day is the final of the six episodes.
When you said you were going to watch this, wasn't it the day before yesterday? Have you watched it all
binge
already?
Binge watched it. I didn't realise that I Keira Knightley and Ben Whishaw, if you don't know him, he's the voice of Paddington. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he's so different in this though. He is so bold. He plays a trigger man and he's best friends with Keira Knightley's character, and he kind of comes back to save her from herself, and they go on this wild goose chase trying to find the Chinese ambassador's daughter. Like, there's a lot going on, guys.
Okay.
There's a lot going on. The Prime Minister might be involved as well, you know.
Is it from a novel that's been
I don't know. I meant to look that up, right? Because to me it did have a bang of a book about it, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe somebody could let us know now.
I didn't know that Conclave was a book. Who was it that wrote?
Richard Harris wrote it. Yeah.
Did I mention I watched Conclave last week?
You did, yeah.
It's very good.
You did.
Very good. When I watch a good film, I go on about it for a year.
And you went on about it so much that I went and watched it in the cinema. And it is a
Yeah, I did.
It's a very good film.
It gets a bit crazy now.
At one point, but it's a very good film.
Oh, yeah. I watched it for anyone. Yeah, we're not going to ruin it for anyone. But for anyone who's watched Conclave, the Ralph Fiennes film about the picking the new Pope, you're watching and thinking, oh, I know what's going to happen here. And you're not.
You don't know.
You have no idea, which is worth watching. Black Doves, I guess, given that you've watched the entire series,
it's really
in a couple
good.
Of
days. Also, I want to point out there is a brilliant young Irish actress, Ella Lily Highland, in it. She features, and she's very, very funny. She plays a woman called Williams. So a lot of Irish connections with the stuff that I'm talking about this week.
I love your auntie Raquel. Happy Valley she was in. And Sarah Lancashire. Lancashire.
She's brilliant. She is stunning. Brilliant. And just herself and Keira Knightley on screen together is magic.
Awesome. It's called Black Doves and it's on Netflix.
Today.
Now. Go. Mm-hmm. You can go and
go
check.
Binge. Ralph Foley on Today FM.